弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brethren.
奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经里的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, let's share and study the words of God with everyone.
我们现在请翻开《使徒行传》二十四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 24.
《使徒行传》二十四章
，Acts 24，
第十四节
，Acts 24 verse 14，
是二十四章十四节
，24 verse 14。
但有一件事，我向你承认，就是他们所称为异端的道，我正按着那道侍奉我祖宗的神，又信合乎律法和先知书上一切所记载的。
Verse 14, but this I confess to you, that according to the way which they call a sect, so I worship the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and the prophets.
15节
15.
并且靠着神盼望死人，无论善恶都要复活，就是他们自己也有这个盼望。
I have hope in God, which they themselves also accept, that there will be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust.
16节
And 16.
我因此自己勉励，对神对人长存无愧的良心。
And this being so, I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense toward God and men.
今天晚上呢，我们就用保罗这段自述，他常常自己勉励，要对神对人长存无愧的良心，来查考我们信仰上应该要注意的。
So this evening we'll use Paul's self-encouragement here, to encourage ourselves in our faith.
我们知道二十四章是保罗他被囚禁的时候，他第二次在人面前为自己的信仰做辩护。
We know this is chapter 24 records a time when Paul had to defend his faith against the people who were accusing him.
那在从二十一章以后呢，他有几次很郑重的向众人宣告他的信仰。
After chapter 21 in Acts, he had to defend his faith against many.
他被关其实不是因为他有犯什么错，他做了什么坏事。
He was in prison not because he had done anything wrong.
真的是因为他的信仰，为了传耶稣基督的福音。
It's truly because he was preaching Christ.
那所以第二十四章呢，我们看到这是一个很正式的就好像法院开庭。有法官在审理，有控方，有辩方一起来陈述他们的理由。
And so here we see a very formal situation here where there was a judge, a prosecutor, and defense, each providing arguments.
那控告保罗的是大祭司亲自出马，亚拿尼亚带着一个很有名的律师同着众人要来控告保罗。
So the accusers here, the prosecutors, was Ananias, the high priest, and he brought with him an orator named Tertullus.
那这个铁土罗是当时候有名的律师。
And Tertullus was a very well-known lawyer at the time.
那个铁土罗的意思就是三倍的坚强。
And Tertullus means three times the strength.
Hardness. 就是很硬的啦。
Three times the hardness.
表示说他本身是真的是身经百战，在辩护事情上面。得到很好的名声。
And in other words, he was a very good orator. He was a very good debater.
所以现在大祭司呢，特别请了他来，要来在巡抚面前控告保罗。
So Ananias especially hired him to invited him to come to give evidence against Paul to the governor.
那除了这个有名的律师之外呢，他其实还有许多长老，还有当时的犹太人跟着这些大祭司从耶路撒冷下来。凯撒利亚特别控告保罗的。
So besides this renowned lawyer, there were also the elders as well as the Jews that came down from Jerusalem to Caesarea to accuse Paul.
那被控告的是保罗自己一个而已啊。
And Paul was the only one being accused.
保罗他没有辩护律师来帮他讲话。
Therefore, he did not have a lawyer to defend for him.
只有一位站在他旁边的是众人看不到的神。
And there was only one person that was beside him, which was the God that no one could see.
所以看起来，这个保罗真的是处在下风了，他真的是很弱势。
And so we see that Paul was indeed at a disadvantage.
当时候他单枪匹马的要为自己他的信仰来答辩。
And so he tried to defend his faith all by himself.
那我们从二十四章看到，当时候这个铁土罗这个律师他是怎么来描述保罗这个传福音的人呢？
And in chapter 24, how did this lawyer Tertullus describe Paul?
他在第五章第五节这样说。
In verse 5, it says,
他说我们看这个人如同瘟疫一般，是鼓动普天下有众犹太人生乱的。
Describes him as a man, this man a plague, a creator of dissension among all the Jews throughout the world.
他又是拿撒勒教党里的一个头目。
And he's also a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes.
第六节说他连圣殿也想要污秽。
Verse 6, it says he even tried to profane the temple.
我们现在把他抓起来。
And so now we have seized him.
所以你看这个人像瘟疫一样，他是会传染的，会让人这样子变得不正常的。
They describe this person as a plague, which means that it can spread to different areas.
这也说明传福音的人，他带着神的这个道理，基本上是很有影响力的，有传染力的。
And so this person actually who carries the word of God actually has a great influence to those around him.
那他们又说保罗这个人是可以鼓动众天下普天下众犹太人生乱的。
He also describes here that he was a creator of dissension among all the Jews throughout the world.
那表示保罗这个人呢，他好像像一个领导人一样，他可以带动一个整个犹太人突然之间变成转变信仰，然后跟从耶稣。
In other words, Paul was actually a very influential leader that could change people's faith to follow Christ.
那是这个就是当时候这些祭司长长老们他们所惧怕的。
And this is what the elders and the scribes feared.
因为这样的影响力是他们自己做不到的。
In the priests feared because this kind of influence was something that they could not do.
在圣经里面哪里有祭司或者是长老他们能够有这么大的影响力，让整个百姓真的整个信仰翻新，然后重新得到力量。
In the Bible, where does it record any elders or priests that were able to have such a great effect on people to change their faith?
所以保罗他特派被神特派传福音，他带着能力。
So Paul was especially sent to preach the gospel, and he brought with him great power.
在这些不信的人眼中他这是一个这个。作乱的领导人。
In the eyes of the unbelievers, they saw him as a man who was causing dissension and chaos.
那他又说他是拿撒勒教党的一个头目。
He also describes him as a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes.
其实他们也了解保罗他是耶稣基督的门徒。
And they actually knew that he was Paul was an apostle of Jesus Christ.
所以他是一个带领人。
So he was a leader.
那所以我们就看到说，其实在这个祭司长的眼中他们看到保罗跟他所传的福音所带出来的这个影响力，他们是很嫉妒的。
And so, in the eyes of the priests, they were very jealous of the way that Paul was able to influence and affect those around him.
那同时，他们又诬告保罗。第六节说，他连圣殿也想要污秽。
And at the same time, they tried to accuse him of profaning the temple.
其实保罗并没有污秽圣殿啊。
Now, Paul actually did not profane the temple.
所以他们当时候讲了一些。控告的一些内容其实是虚假的。
And so all these accusations were actually false.
那这讲完之后，那个这个巡抚呢，就示意说，让保罗你讲讲看。
And so after they spoke, then the governor allowed Paul to speak.
所以他就是第十节那里说，巡抚就点头叫保罗说话了。
Yes, this is verse 10, the governor nodded for Paul to speak.
好，那保罗就开始讲。在讲他的理由。
Paul began this, to rash, speak his side of the story.
我们看保罗他自己在为信仰辩护的时候，他真的是非常的稳重，而且是非常清楚的述说他所信的。
We see that Paul is very steady and very firm in the way that he delivered and defended his faith.
他并没有去控告别人怎么样。
He didn't try to accuse others of doing anything wrong.
他只是说，其实他们所控告他的根本没有证据。
But rather, he says that what they're accusing him of was without evidence.
所以我们看到保罗真的是非常有智慧。
So we see that Paul was truly wise.
他也非常的平静安稳。
And he was calm and steady.
那我们从保罗他在这一段他自己在说明他所信的。
So Paul in this passage he talks about what he believes.
他自己他的重点就是说，其实他到耶路撒冷去。 不是去作乱，是去做礼拜，去敬拜神的。
His main point was that he went to Jerusalem not to cause dissension, but rather to worship.
你看他在第十一节就说，我到耶路撒冷去做礼拜啊，是十二天前 的事情而已啊。
We see in verse 12, 11, he says, 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem to worship.
然后他说，我在这一段时间也没有跟任何人有冲突、有辩论或有耸动。其他人的行为都没有啊。
In verse 12, he says, "Well, they neither found me in the temple disputing with anyone, nor inciting the crowd, either in the synagogues or in the city."
然后你看第十四节，他说：“我承认，我现在就是用他们认为的异端这个道理来侍奉神。”
And in verse 14, he says, "But this I confess that according to the way which they call a sect." So I worship the God my Father.
所以他说他是一个在侍奉神的人，他是神的仆人。
So he's describing himself as a worshipper of God, a servant of God.
但其实他所信的，事实上都是有根据的，是律法跟先知书里面所描述的。
So what he believed is actually has proof behind it, which is all recorded in the laws and in the prophets.
所以他很清楚知道他敬拜神的方法跟内涵是有根基的。
So he was very clear that what he believed in has is well grounded.
那所以接下去第十五节他就说，我事实上是靠着神盼望使人无论善恶都要复活。
So in verse 15 he says, I have hope in God which they themselves also accept that there will be resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust.
那这个也就是其实就是当时候犹太人他们共同的信仰，他们也有这个盼望，希望将来能够复活。
Jews also had this common faith in that they hope that they can resurrect in the future.
所以他在说明，他今天靠着神有这样的盼望，很坚定。
So he was explaining that today he relied upon God and he had this great hope.
所以第十六节他就很强调的说，这就是我今天的信仰。所以他常常自我勉励，要对神对人。都有这个无愧的良心。
And so verse 16, he says this is his own encouragement to himself, so he has this conscience without offense toward God and towards men.
那这个良心呢，他这个无愧的良心呢，事实上还带着一个实际上的帮一个行动的。
This conscience without offense or a clear conscience came with action.
就是第十七节所说的，他说他事实上是到耶路撒冷来，不是空手来，不是只是来敬拜，他还是带着周济本国的这些奸相跟救济贡物呢，要来帮助这些需要帮助的人呢、啊。
Which is recorded in verse 17 that he came to temple not empty-handed, but rather he came to bring alms and offerings to his nation.
啊，所以他是这个时候他向这个巡抚呢，很清楚的说明他现在为什么会被关起来的原因呢。
And so from there he clearly explained to the governor the reason why he was being in prison.
最后他讲，他做了一个总结。
And in the end, he made this conclusion.
第二十一节。
In verse 21,
他说：“纵然有不过一句话，就是我站在他们中间大声说，我今日在你们面前受审，是为使人复活的道理。”
Unless it is for this one statement which I cried out, standing among them, concerning the resurrection of the dead, I am being judged by you this day.
那所以你看，他最后强调说，他其实这些。今天控告他的人，事实上是因为在这个道理上对耶稣基督认识不足，他们不相信死人复活，所以今天有这个结果。
And so in the end, he's saying that he is in his predicament because his accusers do not know about and do not believe in this resurrection of the dead.
那我们也知道从前面二十三章，我们看出来，其实共会里面的人最后。要来控告保罗，就是撒杜该人，他们是不相信有死人复活这件事情的。
So in chapter 23, we see that in the council, the people that came to accuse him were the Sadducees who did not believe in the resurrection.
啊，所以也是这批人呢，很执意的要置保罗于死地。
And it was also this group of people that wanted Paul to be put to death.
啊，所以啊，这个时候你看保罗他讲完之后，其实。这个巡抚他也很清楚保罗所讲的道理啊。
After Paul spoke, the governor was very clear on what Paul was saying.
第二十二节说，菲利斯本来就很详细晓得这个道理。
And 22 says Felix heard these things and he had accurate knowledge of.
也就是说，他知道犹太人在想什么。
In other words, he knew what the Jews were thinking.
他其实也知道保罗在传的耶稣基督这个。他从死里复活这个事实。
And he also knew what Paul was preaching about Jesus Christ and the resurrection.
那所以其实从他的了解来说，保罗根本没有犯什么错。
So from his understanding, from Felix's understanding, Paul did not do anything wrong.
但是我们就看到一个神的工人呢，他是怎么样很平稳的述说 他所信的。
And so we see how a worker of God was able to calmly and assuredly speak of what he believes in.
我们看到了一个工人对信仰的坚持。
And we see the worker of God and his firm faith in God.
即使被毁谤、被控告，他都事实上并没有去反击，只是在抓住这个机会来诉说他所信的信仰。
Even while being accused and rebuked, he did not attack others, but rather he used this opportunity to defend his faith.
那他只是照着主所吩咐的，你不要害怕，你不要闭口，你只管讲，我与你同在。
And he merely followed what Jesus told him, which is not to be quiet, but rather to speak what the truth that he knows.
他要将所听见、所看见的对万人做见证。
He wanted to testify to those what he had seen and what he has heard.
所以保罗常常他这样子自我勉励，用要有一个无愧的良心啊，在神跟在人面前啊来做见证，很值得我们效法。
Well, Paul's self-encouragement to always strive to have a conscience without offense toward God and men is something that's worthy for our emulation.
我们首先一定要先了解什么叫良心嘛。
First, we have to understand what is conscience.
如果我们看罗马书第一章啊，第二章。
If we look at Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
第二章如果看第十四节。
Romans chapter 2, verse 14.
罗马书二章十四节说，没有律法的外邦人若顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。
14. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves.
15.
15.
这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
Who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves and their thoughts accusing or else excusing them.
那这里中文所翻的是非之心其实就是良心。
And here it mentions the conscience.
这个就是让我们判断是非的根据。
Which was, it allows us to distinguish between what is right and wrong.
因为人是神所创造的，神把这个神的神的灵放在人的心里了。
And so man was created by God, and God set the spirit inside the man.
也就是说，神的这个公义在人的内心是很清楚的。
So God's sense of justice is clearly put inside the person.
所以其实今天神让每一个人，不管是哪种种族人，他都有他的良心在规范他自己的行为。
And so today God has imparted this conscience to everyperson, no matter what race they are.
那当人的行为是符合这个规范的时候，心里就平安啊。如果超越了，心里就不安。
And when the conduct is according to these boundaries, then the conscience is clear. Otherwise, the conscience will rebuke the person.
所以有时候我们做错事，即使别人不知道，我们自己都会良心不安。
Sometimes if we do something wrong, even if others may not know, our conscience will rebuke us.
那有时候，这坏人啊，恶人做习惯的啊。好像良心就被狗吃掉，没有了，不知道良心在哪里。
And we see evil doers, the more they practice evil things, the conscience slowly gets worn away.
但是有时候，当他们在安静的时候，在面对自己的时候，有时候他那个良心会再跑回来的。
But then when they're in a quiet place, reflecting upon themselves, sometimes the conscience comes back to them.
因为一个人要泯灭良心，一辈子是不可能的。就是说，都不要管良心的事。
It's impossible for a person to ignore his conscience his entire life.
所以有人在年轻的时候犯罪，但年老的时候他就受不了，他就觉得良心自责，寝食难安，他就去自首了。
And so some people who committed great sins when they were young, when they grow older, they begin to feel guilty in their conscience.
那这个也就是人的本性，这个、也是神创造人的一个特质。
This is a part of human nature, which is a unique quality that God has placed inside humans.
那如果我们看箴言，
if we look at Proverbs,
来看箴言二十章。
Proverbs 20.
箴言二十章的第二十七节。
Proverbs 20, verse 27.
二十章的二十七节说。
Proverbs 20, verse 27, it says,
人的灵是神的灯，鉴察人的心腹。
The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart.
这个人的灵其实指的就是良心。
The spirit of a man here is referring to the conscience.
是要来衡量，是神把这个机制放在我们心里面，让我们人能够照着神的这个规范来生活。
And so God puts this spirit inside of us so that it can measure and search in our inner depths.
所以有时候你看真的我们一开始人从小长大的时候一做错事那个小孩子通常良心很敏感通常那个话他都会讲出来的。
And so ever since a person is very small at a young age, when they do something wrong, their conscience will rebuke them and they will confess what they've done wrong.
所以有时候那个小孩子做错事, 那个父母亲知道了,多看他两眼,他自己就会自己承认, 因为自己会觉得不安啊。
If the child did something wrong and the parents would just look them in you know, give them a look, and their conscience will rebuke them, they will explain what they had done.
但是我们也会发现,渐渐的有时候人如果持续的不断的作恶, 都不去管良心的自责, 这个良心也会麻木的。
But we also notice that when a person continues to do evil and ignores the conscience, and after a while, they'll grow desensitized to it.
有时候你看做恶做久了以后，习惯了以后，就恶就越做越大。
And after doing wrong for so long, they'll continue to commit greater and greater sins.
所以你看小时候孩子可能只是去偷摘。 一个水果而已。
So when a child merely steals a fruit while at a young age,
在这个年纪的时候，他觉得是哎，这样子好像不太对。
And at the age, they may feel that it's not right for them to do what they have just done.
但是这个偷摘水果也好吃啊。
But then the fruit that they stole,
好像也没什么事发生啊。
Doesn't seem like there was any real consequence.
慢慢的，他这个都觉得说，那这个是这件行为。
And gradually they feel that this action is acceptable.
慢慢的，他所偷窃的东西就越来越大了。And
gradually they'll steal greater and greater things.
到最后可能就真的是变成一个很大的罪犯了。And
in the end, it can become a very great sin.
所以事实上我们看到人的良心是神要我们自己去做自己的律法，先来判定我们自己的。And
so God set us this conscience so that we can set the law to measure ourselves.
可是我们都知道，这个亚当夏娃犯罪以后，人的这个良心基本上就已经慢慢失去功用了。
We know that after Adam and Eve had sinned, the conscience in a person's heart gradually lost its effectiveness.
我们人在罪里面出生。
Before man is born in sin.
那在以弗所书第二章，他这样说。In
Ephesians chapter 2, it says.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第一节他是说我们是死在过犯罪恶之中的。
Verse 11 it says, you who were dead in trespasses and sins.
也就是说我们事实上是在罪恶里面出生, 就是在死亡里面的状态。
Which means that we were made alive when we
我们在罪里面生下来,
so we were born in sin.
其实在灵性里面是死亡的。
But spiritually speaking, we are dead.
那第二节,
And so verse 2.
既然是灵性死亡跟神没有关系,第二节就说,那我们行事为人呢,就随从今世的风俗,顺服空中掌权者的首领,就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
So if we're spiritually dead and we're not connected to God, then in verse 2 it says, so we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
所以慢慢的你看,我们就成为那个悖逆之子。
So we see that gradually we become the sons of disobedience.
人就开始 一定会那个反正做恶做习惯了就那个胆子越来越大。
And after continue to do evil as a habit, they begin to grow even bolder in doing these things.
那最后呢？你看那个良心就丧尽了，那没有了。
And then in the end, they lose the conscience.
你如果看第四章，
we look at chapter 4，
以弗所书第四章，
Ephesians 4，
第19节，
verse 19。
我们看第十七节好了。所以我说，我且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事。This
I say therefore and testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles
walk.十八节，他们的心地分昧，以神所赐的生命隔绝，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。18
Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart.十九节。
19. 良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽了。
Who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness and with greediness.
那所以，你看这里特别提到，这个在罪恶当中，最后人的良心会失去功用。
Here it talks about when we're in sin, in the end, will lose the effect of the conscience.
那所以最后你看保罗他在提到说，一个人如果真的他都不会去管神的那个律法、神的话语啊，他说那个良心像好像被那个铁已经印烙印了，就是属恶的一样。
And so Paul says that if we do not continue to keep the laws in our heart, then in the end, this conscience will be lost.
特别是我们已经信主的人了。
Especially for those who have already believed in Christ.
他在提摩太前书第四章嘛。
And in 1 Timothy 4,
他有一个描述。
There's a description here.
第四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
圣灵明说，在后来的时候，有人会离弃道理，听从那引诱人的邪灵跟鬼魔的道理。
Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
第二节，这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。
Verse 2, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron.
那这个就是人讲谎话，最后被人虚伪哈。那他说那个良心的失去功用，就像死掉了。
And so it says that just like people who continue to tell lies or deception, in the end they lose the conscience, like a person who has lost the effect of it.
但是今天我们在主耶稣基督的救赎底下。
But today, being in the under the salvation of Christ,
我们的良心呢，事实上是可以再活起来的。
Our conscience can be revived once again.
所以我们这个被罪污秽的这个良心，可以因着主耶稣基督宝血的洗净而重新活起来。
So the conscience that's been tainted by all of our sin can be revived, renewed through Christ again.
有，是今天很多一般的社会的工作人员，他们也可能试着用很多不同的方式呢，要让人有这个良心呢。
Today, there's many people in society that also tries to allow people to regain their conscience.
用道德劝说啊。用一种各种文化来陶冶人的性情，让人的良心变得敏感。
They try to stir up the conscience again through through ethics and morals and cultural things.
但是这些都不没有用的。
But these things are not sufficient.
真的要让我们的良心重新复活，一定是靠着耶稣基督的宝血。
Truly allow our conscience to be renewed again.We have to rely on the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们看九章希伯来书九章十四节。
Let's look at Hebrews 9 verse 14.
希伯来书九章十四节。
Hebrews 9 verse 14.
希伯来书九章，他提到说，这个旧约时代的献祭啊，献牛羊的祭，基本上没有办法真的除罪。
Hebrews chapter 9 records how the sacrifices that were offered, which in the Old Testament, cannot truly remove the sin.
第十四节说，何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心？那个心其实就是良心啊，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗
？14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
哦，你看英文就很清楚的是 conscience， 就是良心哈。所以其实今天主耶稣基督啊，他为我们所付的代价流血，就是为了要洗净我们的良心。
And so today, the Lord Jesus paid the price, shed his blood in order to cleanse our conscience.
如果我们看继续看希伯来书十章十九节。
If we continue reading Hebrews 10 verse 19.
希伯来书十章第十九节。
Hebrews 10 verse 19.
十九节，弟兄们，我们因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh.
我们看二十二节。
And 22.
我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了。就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
啊，他特别提到说，现在借着主耶稣基督啊，他的宝血所打开这条路，让我们良心的亏欠哈，可以得到满足。
And so it says here that the road that the Lord Jesus had opened for us, can allow our conscience to receive.To be clean.
所以这样的洗礼的功效啊，其实就是真的要让我们这个属灵的生命复活，让我们对罪恶越来越敏感。
So the effect of water baptism is for us to restore our conscience so that we can have more discernment or more sensitivity towards it.
如果我们看 彼得前书第三章啊。
If we look at 1 Peter chapter 3.
第三章的第二十一节。
Chapter 3 verse 21.
彼得前书三章二十一节。
First Peter 3 verse 21.
耶稣的宝血要来洁净我们是借着洗礼，所以二十一节说，这水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督复活也拯救你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。
There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God.
啊，所以我们看今天我们洗礼完以后啊，我们更会明白那个神对我们人的要求。
So today we see that after we are baptized, then we will come to understand more clearly God's what God requires of us.
因为我们的怜悯复活之后，我们已经重新跟神啊联系，成为神的儿子。
Because after our spiritual life is resurrected, we will once again be connected to God as His Son.
那良心恢复功用之后，那我们行事为人就会有改变。
And when our conscience renews its effect, then we will be able to have a clear conscience before God and men.
所以保罗哦，你看他信耶稣之前跟信耶稣之后。有很巨大的转变。
So we see Paul before he believed and after he believed in Christ, it was a great difference.
我们在使徒行传的时候，我们就看到保罗之前是怎么样一个人。那信主之后，他变怎么样了呢
？We can see what kind of person Paul was before he believed in Christ and what kind of person he became after he believed.
如果我们看使徒行传第二十章啊
，If we were to look at Acts chapter 20,
使徒行传第二十章
，Acts chapter 20,
他这一段跟在以弗所这些众长老们所讲的话，就要说明他自己本身的一个做法。什么叫做在神在人面前存无愧的良心呢
？And here he explains what it means to have a clear conscience before God and men.
那因为他现在被主选召之后，他基本上要经历苦难。
After he was called by the Lord, fundamentally he had to go through trials.
他目标就是要。对万人做耶稣基督的见证。
And his goal was to become a witness for Christ, to many.
他首先就是证明耶稣是基督，是救主。
First, he had to prove that Lord Jesus was the Savior, the Messiah.
然后耶稣基督从死里复活。
And that the Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead.
现在这个复活的主要让众人能够生命改变，得到丰盛。
And this resurrected Lord will allow people to transform their lives so that they can have a complete and full life.
要让人可以真的明白这个律法到底是为什么。
And so that people can come to understand what the law truly means.
最后要进入耶稣基督里面，就超越律法了。
And then in the end, when they enter into Christ, they will have transcended the law.
耶稣基督就是这条道路。
Lord Jesus is the way.
就是要让我们得自由的。
It's a way for us to receive true freedom.
让我们真的能够进到神面前。
So that we can truly come before God.
所以他现在第二十章，他在说他自己本身他是怎么做的。
And so chapter 20, he describes how he himself was able to do this.
你看他第十九节说。
Let's look at verse 19.
第十八节了哈
，verse 18，
他们来，保罗就说：“你们知道，自从我到亚细亚日子以来，在你们中间始终为人如何服侍主，凡事谦卑，眼中流泪，又因为犹太人的谋害，经历试炼。”
Verse 18, and when they had come to him, he said to them, "You know from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews."
第二十节他说：“你们也知道哦。”凡与你们有益的，我没有一样避讳不说的，或在众人面前，或在个人家里，我都教导你们。
Verse 20, how I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house.
我们如果看再看第二十七节。
And we read verse 27.
他说：“神的旨意，我没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
For I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God.”
我们看第三十一节。
In verse 31.
所以你们应当要警醒，纪念我三年之久，坐位不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人。
Therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears.
看三十三节
，33.
我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服，我这两只手常供给我和同人的需用，这是你们自己知道的。
Yes, yeah, I've coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for my necessities and though for those who were with me.
第三十五节
，35.
我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样子劳苦，扶助软弱的人。又当纪念主耶稣的话说：“施比受更为有福。”
I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus that He said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
这就是保罗他生命的转变。
This is a transformation in Paul's life.
他以前不是这样的人。
He used to not be like this kind of person.
他是迫害信耶稣的人。
He was a persecutor of Christians.
他是公会里的成员，他是法利赛人。
He was a member of the Sanhedrin. He was part of the Pharisees.
他为了 表现他对神的热心，他是不惜去迫害人，置人于死地，甚至把人的家庭拆散的。
In order to demonstrate his zeal for God, he ceaselessly persecuted Christians and tore families apart.
他看到基督徒主的门徒被打死的时候，他是那内心是高兴的。
And he was happy inside when Christians were martyred.
但是我们看现在他的转变是这么样明显。
Well, we see how clear and evident this transformation is.
然后他自己本身，你看他很知道神要他做的事情。
And he clearly understood what God wanted him to do.
那他所要传的福音是跟人有关系的。
And the gospel he was going to preach has to do with God.
这个福音是要拯救人，要让人的灵魂，连人的生命改变的。
And this gospel was to change a person's life and his soul.
那他自己本身就是一个最好的例子。
And he himself was the best example.
所以他现在在人在神面前都要把自己呈现在众人眼前。
So now before God and before men, he was to put himself before them.
所以他这一路来，他为福音所付出的，他在第二十三章第一节他这样说。
And so this journey that he took for the gospel, he began explaining chapter 23.
第二十三章使徒行传二十三章第一节，保罗定睛看着公会的人说：“弟兄们，我在神面前行事为人都是凭着良心，直到今日。”
So it's verse 1. He says, "Then looking earnestly at the council, said, Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day."
今天你看我们看到他这样子来述说他自己是凭良心在行事为人，是有根基的，是他真的信仰有体验的。
And so he truly had experience in his faith to be able to say that he lived in good conscience before men and God.
我们如果仔细去分析保罗他所谓的在神面前有无愧的良心什么意思？
If we carefully analyze what Paul means by having a good conscience before a clear conscience before God and men.
也就是说，其实我们一定要先了解，今天我们之所以有现在这样的恩典，是因着主耶稣基督的救赎，是主的恩惠了。
And today, for us to have a life like we do today, it's all due to the grace of the Lord.
我们今天能够重新的会让我们的内心对罪恶敏感，然后对人会感谢，我们会想要去敬拜神，这个都是神给我们的恩惠才有的。
Today we're sensitive to sin. We give thanks to the Lord. We want to worship Him. These are all things that are given to us by God.
所以我们今天对神有无愧的良心，首先就是我们会懂得感谢，这一切都是神的恩惠。
So today we can have a clear conscience towards God. First, it's because we know how to give thanks.
看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
这是保罗他自己的体验。
This is Paul's own experience.
哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians 1.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
第一章的第十二节，我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。
For our boasting is this, a testimony of our conscience, that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and more abundantly toward you.
他说，我们现在在世为人，不是靠着自己的聪明了，是靠神的恩惠。
We do not rely on fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God.
他说，他现在凭着自己的良心，他见证现在神的圣洁跟真理。
And so of his own conscience, he testified of God's simplicity and godly sincerity.
所以今天其实我们真的也是凭着主耶稣的恩惠，我们在世上过日子，我们能够敬拜神，我们能够跟人来相处。
And so today, by the grace of God, we're able to interact with our fellow neighbors, as well as be able to live a good life.
因为神改变了我们呢。
Because God has transformed us.
所以保罗他很清楚他自己说，今天我是成了何等人，是因为神的恩才成的。
And so Paul says he is such a person today is only due to the grace of God.
他本来是罪人的头。
And he was chief of head of sinners.
但是他现在竟然能够成为主的使徒去传扬福音。
But now he could become an apostle of Christ to preach
the gospel. 所以想到这里，他心里内就很感谢。
And so once he thought of this, he gave great thanks.
所以他就尽力的把他的生命献给神。
And so he strived to dedicate and devote his life to God.
所以他说，我不管是活着或是死的，都是为主耶稣活着。
And so he says, whether he lives or he dies, it is for the Lord.
那所以今天对神存着无愧的良心呢？我们如果明白这样的道理，接下去我们就会很坚持真理，
And so today, to have a good conscience toward God, if we understand this truth, then if we understand this, then we will continue to persist in the truth.
我们会去传福音, 我们就是要把真理表明出来。
We continue to preach the gospel because we want the truth to be spread.
我们看哥林多后书四章第一节。 哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
我们既然蒙怜悯受了职分, 就不上胆, 二节。
Verse 2.
乃将那些暗昧可耻的事弃绝了, 不行诡诈, 不谬讲神的道理, 只将真理表明出来。
Therefore, since we have in this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
这在说明这个在神里在教会里面啊做工的每一个人应该要有的精神。
It explains the attitude, this kind of spirit that everyone should have in the church.
我们在神面前存无愧的良心，就是要把真理讲明，不会谬讲道理了。
To have a clear conscience, we have to clearly speak the truth.
哦，就是我们不会让真理扭曲。We
will not let the truth be twisted.
那也不会想要借着真理得好处。
And we will not try to benefit or gain some advantage because of the gospel.
完全为了要让真理能够表明出来，借你个人的良心，让每一个人都能因为这个道理，让这个生命重新活起来。
But rather to manifest the truth so that to every man's conscience.
所以你看，保罗他才说到这个教会里面的工人啊，长老执事啊。 要存着清洁的良心，固守正道的奥秘。
And so that's why Paul says that the workers and the administrators in the church should have a pure conscience.
然后是为真理辩护。
And to be able to defend the faith.
所以我们今天其实在教会里面，对神如果有无愧的良心，其实我们很自然就会服侍神的。
So today, if we have a clear conscience before God in the church, we will naturally serve him.
保罗常常提到他对神的侍奉，是存着
Paul talks about his service to God as through a pure conscience.
他自己就是这样一路来服侍神的。
And he had served God all throughout his journey.
那个在提摩太后书第一章啊。
Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
提摩太后书一章三节。
2 Timothy 1 verse 3.
我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住的想念你。
I thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers day and night.
那这个，所以我们今天如果真的对神有这样的一个会感谢，然后又知道这个真理，我们很自然的会侍奉。
And so today, if we have a grateful heart and we have a clear conscience, naturally we will be able to serve God.
那我们付出的时候，真的是把就像一个。 圣洁可悦纳的活祭献在主的面前的。
So whenever we offer and serve the Lord, it is like this it's a living sacrifice that's offered to God.
这就是保罗他所呈现给我们的榜样。This
is the example that Paul had demonstrated for us.
那我们就知道保罗他这个人对道理很执着，就是他很积极。We
know that Paul is very proactive for the truth.
他在哥林多后书第五章说，他对神他是像是癫狂一样的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says that he is beside himself for the truth.
但是他对人确实又很谨守。
But then towards men, he is very sober.
就是他本身是很小心的。
And so meaning that he himself he's very careful.
好，所以我们现在如果再想想，这个存着无愧的良心对人是什么意思？
And so let's think about what does it mean to have a clear conscience toward men?
今天我们在世上生活， 我们一定离不开跟人相处的。
Today, living in this world, we cannot be without people around us.
所以现在这个无愧的良心，对人跟对神这两个层面一定要能够平衡，能够一定要同时兼顾才行。
And so we have to have a balance between and be able to maintain a clear conscience toward God and toward men.
如果我们只是说，我现在什么事情我都对神有无愧的良心呢？
If we try to have a clear conscience of towards God and everything that we do, and all that we do,
然后就不管人了，就不管人的感受了。
And we neglect any of other people's feelings.
那这样子，我们有可能会成为那个很属灵的怪人。
And then we may become that spiritual strange person.
因为有些人真的是很属灵，但是很怪。
Some people are very spiritual, but they're very odd in their relationship
with others.
You can call them spiritually awkward in that they only attend all church events, but they don't attend anything else.
因为他是跟人相处，有时候会讲一些论断人的话，会谈到别人的事情，就好像这个这样不属灵。
And so they feel very spiritual, so they cannot interact with other people because oftentimes people will begin gossiping or saying worldly things.
如果大家在一起，那应该就是读经祷告就好，还要去郊游，还要去爬山做什么？这个不是世界上的事情吗？
And so they, when people get together, all they wish to do is to read the Bible and pray. They don't really believe in going out hiking or doing other activities with people because it's not spiritual.
他觉得说不需要。 这些活动都不需要的。
They feel that these activities are useless.
那这样子就会成为真的是很怪了。
And so they truly can become a very awkward person.
但是也不能够把它反过来，不能够倒过来了。对，我只要对人有无愧的良心就好，对神不用管。
But on the flip side, you cannot just be having clear conscience toward men and not towards God.
因为我们如果只是很在意人的感受，我们就可能就变成假冒伪善了。
Because if we only care about people's feelings, then we may become a hypocrite.
因为人是看外表的。
Because people see appearances.
但是神看内心的。
But God sees a person's heart.
但是人看不到人的内心呢？
And people cannot see inside another person's
heart. 所以人有时候可以在人面前伪装。
And so people oftentimes can pretend to be something else.
那这样的人就不真了。
And so that kind of person is not genuine.
所以今天如果我们是对神、对人都有无愧的良心的时候，
So today, if we have a clear conscience toward both God and men,
我们这在神、在人面前这个行为都会一致的。
Then our actions, our conduct before God and before men are one.
这也是保罗他所表现出来的榜样。
And this is also an example that Paul had demonstrated.
所以今天呢，我们其实如果看圣经，会告诉我们，我们要很注意，今天我们怎么跟弟兄里面相处。
And so today, if we read in the Bible, we will have to, we will please pay attention to how we should interact with our brothers and sisters.
我们的相处本身是会凭基于信心，会对人有爱心。
Our interactions with our brethren starts with a faith, and it develops into love as well.
然后，如果我们现在看约翰一书第三章，
and if we look at 1 John chapter 3,
约翰一书第三章，
1 John 3,
第三章，我们如果看 第十七节啊，
1 John 3 verse 17，
他就会提到这个凡事上有财物的，他看见弟兄穷乏。 塞住连续的心，爱神的心怎么能存在他里面呢？
Whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him?
18节，小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语上，安你和舌头上，要总要在行为和诚实上。
18, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
19节，从此就知道我们是属真理的，并且我们的心在神面前可以安稳了。
19, and by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him.
20节，我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心大，一切事没有不知道的。
Verse 24, if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things.
21节，亲爱弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧的。
21, beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God.
你看他这里这一段话呢，其实在讲说。 什么叫做在神面前有无愧的良心？
This passage is actually telling us how to become, how to have a clear conscience before God.
真的，我们可以因着对主的信心，那跟着基于对神的感谢，能够展现出对人、有需要人真正的爱心。
Truly, we have faith in God plus our thanksgiving in God, it can produce love in our fellow men.
所以现在。 这个信心跟爱心基本上是相关联在一起的。
And so faith and love are closely intertwined.
那真实的信心跟无愧的良心也是有关系的。
And true faith and a good conscience is also related.
我们今天如果良心有亏欠，信心基本上就是在软弱当中。
Today, if we don't have a clear conscience, then our faith is probably in a weak state.
因此呢，我们现在要求神，让我们凡事都能够按真理而行。
And so we have to pray to God and ask Him that so that we can do all things according to the truth.
希伯来书他这样讲。
In Hebrews it says.
我们看希伯来书第十三章。
Hebrews 13.
十八节。
Hebrews 13 verse 18.
十三章十八节。
13 verse 18.
请你们为我们祷告，因为我们自觉良心无亏，愿意凡事按正道而行。
Pray for us, for we are confident that we have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honorably.
这个是要。 彼此代祷啊，能够朝这个目标来努力的。
So we have to pray for each other and strive towards this goal.
让我们可以凡事按正道而行。
So that we can in all things desire to live honorably.
也就是说，让我们每一个人都是在扶助真理，在传扬真理。
In other words, all of us shall be uplifting and to preach the truth.
今天其实最大的善事就是福音，要给人家福音。
Today the greatest charity is actually to give the gospel to others.
今天有些人他物质上真的有需要，或者是他内心里面需要安慰。
Some people truly need physical needs, or they have needs emotional needs.
我们也可以给财物，我们也可以讲一些安慰的话语。
We can give them some alms, or we can give them words of encouragement.
但是这些基本上都暂时性的。
But these are all temporary.
但是如果他能够得到福音，能够真的认识主耶稣基督，
When a person can receive the gospel and come to truly know Christ,
他们就真的得到生命。
Then they can truly receive life.
他就得到所有能力的源头。
And they can receive the source of all power.
所以我们需要去传扬这个真理，这个生命。
So we need to preach and spread this truth, this life.
我们如果能够把这个福音传给我们周围的人呢，这个我们的良心。就得到满足了。
And if we can spread this gospel to those around us, then our conscience will be clear.
我们不会有无愧的良心，我们不会有对良心不会有亏欠，说啊，这个人死亡，我竟然没有把福音传给他。
And we will not feel a rebuke in our conscience if someone passes away and we missed our opportunity to preach to them.
但是有时候我们在传扬这个真道的时候，也会遇到阻碍，会遇到迫害，像保罗一样。
But sometimes when we're preaching the truth,we will also encounter persecution just as Paul did.
但是我们一定要坚持，像保罗这样子坚持啊，我们信仰立场。
But we need to endure just as Paul did in defense of his faith.
就算被毁谤也，然后受苦也在所不惜。
Even being rebuked and being persecuted, he did not give up.
如果我们看彼得前书三章十六节啊
，If we look at First Peter 3 verse 16.
三章的，我们从第十五节开始。
3 verse 15.
三章十五节，只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
十六节
,16.
存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那污秽你们在基督里有好品性的人。
Having a good conscience that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed.
17节，神的旨意若是叫你们因行善受苦，总强如因行恶受苦。
For it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil.
所以这里特别提到说，我们其实要真的要为真理做见证。
Especially points out here that we need to be a witness for the truth.
用我们自己本身生命的体验啊，跟诉说来分享。
Have to use our own experiences in our lives to tell the story and to share with others.
我们如果真的有无愧的良心，就算被毁谤，然后被控告，我们都觉得心里很平安。
And we truly have a good conscience, whether we are defamed or reviled.We will feel a peace in our heart.
那我们在人面前这个无愧良心，其实我们一定会好品性的。
And if we have a good conscience before men, we will have a good conduct.
因为主耶稣已经告诉我们什么叫好行为。
Because God already has already instructed us what good conduct is.
这个福音本身让我们了解真正的重点已经不是外显的行为，而是在我们。凡事都在我们的心内心的。
The gospel already, the truth has already told us that what is important is not what is done in our conduct, but rather what is in our hearts.
所以保罗他虽然被控告，但是他心安理得，他完全没有做他们所指控那些事情啊。
So even though Paul was falsely accused, he did not attack those who accused him.
那最后我们如果看使徒行传第二十五章啊。
And lastly, if we look at Acts chapter 25,
他这样子辩护完之后他自己这样子来分数结束以后
，And so after his argument，
他也是一样被关起来啊，继续关呐、啊。
He was still imprisoned。
那最后呢？那个巡抚换人了，总 governor 的换人了。
And in the end, the governor changed。
换另外一个总督来了。
Another governor came and took place。
现在保罗继续再讲他的故事，再讲一次。
And Paul explained his story once again。
第二十五章最后。这个新的巡抚像亚基帕王这样介绍保罗。
And so in the end, this new governor introduced Paul in this way to King Agrippa.
我们现在看第二十五章的第 23节。
Let's read chapter 25 verse 23.
25章23节说 第二天
25 verse 23 next day.
亚基帕跟百尼基大张威势而来 同着众千夫长和城里的众贵人进了宫厅 菲斯都吩咐一声 就有人将保罗带进来。
So next day when Agrippa and Bernice had come with great pomp and had entered the auditorium with the commanders and the prominent men of the city, at Festus's command, Paul was brought in.
24节
24
菲斯都就说 亚基帕王和在这里的诸位啊 你们看这个人 就是一切犹太人在耶路撒冷和这里
Festus said, King Agrippa and all the men who are present here with us, you see this man about whom the whole assembly of the Jews petitioned me, both at Jerusalem and here, crying out that he was not fit to live any longer.
最后保罗被带出来在众人面前，这是一批新的人。
And in the end, Paul was brought out before all the people, this new set of people.
这个菲斯都跟他说，看啊，这个人。
And Festus says, behold this man.
那这个人是怎样？
And
这个人就是一切在犹太人在耶路撒冷跟我恳求说不可以让他再活着的人。
And this man was the one whom the whole assembly of Jews petitioned him that he was not fit to live any longer.
这句话看啊这个人这句话不是似曾相识吗 好像曾经看过曾经讲过了。
And so it seems like this was a deja vu. It seemed like it had happened before. The same situation had happened before already.
因为以前比拉多也曾经这样子
Because Pilate had also introduced Jesus in the same way before the crowd.
在约翰福音第十九章,
in John chapter 19,
第五节,
John chapter 19, verse 5,
主耶稣被审问的时候,
when Jesus was being questioned,
约翰福音十九章的第五节,
John 19, verse 5,
耶稣出来,带着荆棘冠冕, 穿着紫袍, 比拉多对他们说, 你们看这个人。
Jesus came out wearing a crown of thorns and purple robe, and Pilate said to them, behold the man.
这是你看,
See, behold your king.
那现在保罗,菲斯都跟他们说,
and then Festus here says here, behold this man whom the Jews have petitioned to be put to death.
但是在这一个情况底下,你看保罗接下去从第26章, 再一次的把他自己的故事讲得更清楚。
But we see even in this kind of predicament, Paul, in starting from chapter 26, begins to describe his life in even clearer detail.
他真的深知他所信的是谁。
He truly knows who he has believed.
这个真理已经深深的印在他心里面，是永远不会磨灭、不会改变的。
And this truth has been imprinted upon his tablet of his heart.
And it can never change.
And before God, before man, he can always live with a clear
conscience.
And in the end, he can come before the throne of God to receive that crown.
所以我们都很羡慕保罗，他最后在生命结束了以前，能够讲出那一段非常有信心的宣告。
And so we're very glad that Paul can proclaim that proclamation in the end.
他说，那当跑路我跑尽了。
He says that I have finished the race.
那美好的仗打过了。
And he has fought the good fight.
守信的道锁住了。
And he has kept the faith.
那从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And now there's a crown of righteousness that awaits him.
让我们都能够。 有这样的一个无愧的良心,
let us all have this kind of a good conscience
能够来引导我们每天的生活,
to guide our daily lives
那么也勇敢地为耶稣基督做见证,
let us boldly testify, be a witness for the Lord
一起来唱诗,
let's sing him together
262首
262